You don't want to lie to Jimmy. Otherwise, that is a one-way trip to Block City. We are here to go over everybody in the house's stock report. Did anybody go up? Did anybody go down? Following Sunday's episode. First, let's start off by recapping Sunday's episode and how everything went down. This head of household competition was a classic Big Brother competition where everything is done in the dark. I don't think I've ever seen anybody do this and do what Ava did and just completely sit out of a head of household competition, but you gotta give her props for being able to sit out of this competition and still feeling pretty confident in her standing in the house. If anybody else were to do that, you know, you would be like, what the heck are you doing? But you know, with Ava, I do think she is somebody who is well connected. Whoever won this competition, they weren't gonna target her. Even better, nobody could really tell if she was throwing this competition. I think everybody knew she threw this competition, but if you did want to throw this in secret, it would be pretty easy to, since it is in the pitch black. Jimmy ends up winning this head of household competition. It looked like Rachel was on her way to win this head of household because she originally had the key, but she ends up swapping it out for a different key. But head of household was not the only thing up for grabs in this competition. There were also three powers to be awarded to three different house guests. It was Keanu, Kelly, and Mickey who end up winning powers. And this was a fun trio of players to end up winning the powers. Keanu, of course, being mostly a house pariah at this point. Kelly being one of the most clueless players in the house. And Mickey being one of the more non-heard of players right now. But she's in one of the more dynamic house alliances in that triple threat with Jimmy and Morgan. So, you know, three really important people have won these competitions. So let's break down these powers one by one. Starting off with Keanu. Keanu wins basically a secret house guest veto twist. It doubles his chances of winning the veto, and he gets to bring back a former house guest who will compete in the veto competition essentially for Keanu to double his chances of winning the power of veto. And he is on the block this week, so he more than likely will be unleashing this power into the house. It is going to be interesting to see who Big Brother will be bringing back to compete for Keanu. He mentioned in his confessional when he talked about having the power, players like Casey, Michael from Big Brother 24, and Cody. If I had to guess who is going to be, though, I have a feeling it's going to be Jag. I think it's going to be Jag here. This is a fun twist to see who will be coming back into the house. Out of the three, this one was the lamest of the three. Unfortunate that Keanu, who is pretty much the biggest house target at this point, ends up getting a power, but it's one of the more lackluster ones. Kelly ends up winning a secret power of veto. So essentially, she gets to double her chances of winning the power of veto, because not only will she have a chance to win the power of veto if she's playing in it, but she has a second chance after the veto competition to win a solo power of veto. She said in the diary room that she has a whopping three chances to protect herself this week. She probably is considering using this week, which is hilarious and kind of crazy in my opinion. Although she is on the block, I would not consider her a target, especially because you are going to be thrown on the block a lot, girl. You are kind of the block star of the season. You know, I wouldn't use it right away, Kelly. I would give it some time. I would give it a wait. And then Mickey wins the secret head of household. And this one is a fun one, man. This is almost kind of like an invisible head of household. Basically, what Mickey can do is she can overthrow the HOH, but whoever the current HOH is gets to interrogate everybody in the house, and if they can predict who the person was that overthrew them, then they get to keep their head of household, and Mickey gets outed to the entire house. This is a fun power and a fun thing that Big Brother thought up here with this secret head of household. I'm a fan of this power, and I'm a fan of Mickey having it, because I think Mickey is sly enough that people would not predict that it's her. I don't know when she would use this. I think it will have to be pretty later on, because she is pretty well connected at this point, so we might not even get to see it, which will be kind of a downer, but we'll see what kind of tricks Mickey has up her sleeve. She ends up telling Morgan. That's good for Morgan's game. Zach is kind of keen on the idea that she might have a power, because he was in the area of Mickey when she won that secret power. I think he's the only one outside of Morgan that have an idea that she might have a power. Morgan's the only one that knows for sure. As far as the players in the game after this episode who I thought brought their stock up and who brought their stock down. Let's start off. Stock down, we have Adrian. Adrian is the third nominee alongside Kelly and Keanu. I didn't like the fact that he didn't seem like he really fought for his right to not be on the block. It looked like on the show, Jimmy told him, you know, it's between you, Riley, and Lauren, because all three of you guys are likable. Adrian didn't pick any fight and didn't say, well, you know, I would prefer not to be on the block. This is what I could offer you. This is what I can do. Yada, yada, yada. We should stay close. It seems like he just took it and just said, all right, sounds good, Jimmy. I will be your pawn this week. And it kind of further cements my opinion of Adrian. He's a guy like Joseph who I think thinks he's playing a really good game, but he's really not doing a whole heck of a lot. And while he is a likable cat, he's nobody that is going to be playing a winning game. I think I am completely down and out on Adrian. Although I did nail the nominees this week, I predicted that Keanu, Kelly, and Adrian were going to be on the block. That's cool for me. I do like Adrian as a player, and I wish that he would have done a little bit more. I'm also down on Will as well. You know, I think everybody is still close with him and are still in his good graces for the most part. Keanu was spreading the word that he was one of the votes to keep Amy, and it didn't seem like it stuck with the fellas, but it definitely stuck with Kelly. I don't think that really matters, because, you know, how much does Kelly or Keanu's voice really matter in the game right now? But it does suck for Will to kind of have that negativity spewed on him for right now. But I do think that he is a good enough player and in a good enough position to rebound from this. I still have a lot of faith in Will, but it hasn't been a good start to the week for Will, so I'm down on Will as of right now. I think his stock is going down a little bit. The next two that are stock down are kind of a package deal. Obviously, it's Keanu and Kelly. They tell each other everything, and they're a really tight-knit duo at this point. They might be the worst duo of all time because they're two of the worst players that I have ever seen. They are very bad at the game of Big Brother. If Keanu doesn't go home, I think it's going to be Kelly, but it does put Jimmy here in an interesting situation because he does have these powers at play, and he did talk about how he wants to flush him. He's doing a good job of that. He put two of the three up that have the power. Little does he know, one of his main allies has that third power. If Keanu finds a way to get himself off the block with those two chances, and Kelly gets a third chance and wins that veto, then both of them stay in the game after those two powers are used. And then we're really in a weird, crazy situation where Adrian's on the block, Keanu and Kelly both take themselves off. They could be in a real powerful position, but I don't believe that that is going to happen. My stock is still down for them. This is all in terms of winning the game. I still don't think they have a chance to win the game. I don't know if it's going to be Keanu and Kelly on the block come eviction night, but it is going to be a mess and very crazy if Keanu is able to win the veto and if Kelly is also able to win that second veto to see what Jimmy wants to do. He did mention that Riley and Lauren were two people that were potential pawns in this situation. Maybe if those two will go on the block, but you don't think that they would be targets for Jimmy. You know, who are going to be the targets for Jimmy? I don't think it's going to be Vince or Zach when Jimmy is having these big conversations with the women. Vince and Zach are also in the head of household having these conversations with them. I don't think either one of them are going to be on the block. Will it be Will, maybe? Because I don't know if Jimmy and Will talk that much. Could it be Riley? Will it be Rachel? Will Jimmy turn his back on Rachel? What will it be if those two all-time bad players find a way to get themselves off the block? As far as stock up this week, I only have two players in that tier, which are Mickey and Morgan. Mickey this week with the power, I think, kind of solidifies her position in the game as one of the more under-the-radar dominant women players. Morgan looks very sleep-deprived every time she talks to the camera, and I worry that she is going to pass out every time she talks to us. But other than that, I do think she is a gamer, and I do think she is in a good position with Mickey and the Triple Threat Alliance alongside Jimmy. I really like the position that Morgan and Mickey are in and could even inch them into my top five at the end of this week if everything goes well. They're definitely safe with Jimmy. That's 100% sure. So they will definitely be here another week. I had Vince and Zach on here as two guys that potentially I have as a stock up because I like the fact that they are in these conversations still with the women, even though they are two powerful guys on, you know, the men's side of the house. But those two vetoes are won by either Kelly or Keanu. I do think Vince and Zach are two players that kind of become targets. It's going to be interesting to see how those vetoes plan out. Maybe none of them get won and it doesn't matter at the end of the day and Keanu or Kelly are going to be the next people out the door. What do you think about Sunday's episode? How do you think these vetoes will be used. Who are you guys high on? Who are you guys low on? I need to know. Leave it in the comment section down below. Thank you guys so much for watching this video, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your day.